USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump wants to add to the 5,000 military troops already deployed at the U.S.-Mexico border. As he lets go of Kristian Nielsen and elevates the Customs and Border Protection Chief to serve as Acting Homeland Security Secretary, President Trump says he's considering increasing the number of troops on the border.
I'm going to have to call up more military.
But as he spoke to donors in San Antonio, the president says he regrets the rules of engagement.
Because if they got a little rough, everybody would go crazy. So our military can't act like they would normally act or like, let's say, another military from another country would act.
Many in Washington were surprised when Attorney General William Barr told the Senate panel he believes the FBI spied on the Trump campaign in 2016, and he said he'd look into it.
I think there's a spying did occur.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A powerful bomb cyclone is whipping the Rockies and the plains for the second time in 4 weeks, dropping tons of snow that is making travel miserable from Colorado to Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Borgoff says high winds will blow in along with heavy snowfall.
So the winds are really going to kick in out of the east across Minnesota and Wisconsin. We could have wind gusts as high as 55 miles an hour, so that could produce some structural damage in addition to widespread blowing snow.
On the campaign trail for the 2020 presidential race, Senator Bernie Sanders unveiled a revamped version of his Medicare for All plan.
The insurance companies, the drug companies, and everyone who profits off the current system will spend many, many hundreds of millions of dollars to defeat us.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Sanders' plan will not move in the Senate as long as Republicans control the chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
YouTube had to disable comments on a live feed of a congressional hearing. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As House lawmakers grilled Facebook and Google officials about hate speech and the rise of white nationalism on Tuesday, a stream of hateful comments popped up on a live stream of the hearing on Google-owned YouTube, giving lawmakers a potent example of how pervasive objectionable content remains on the platform. Comments in the live chat accompanying the stream on the House Judiciary Committee's official channel were so inflammatory that YouTube actually disabled the chat feature in the middle of the hearing, and several other live streams of the hearing on YouTube were bombarded with racist and anti-Semitic posts on the platform's live chat feature just moments after the hearing began. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
European Union leaders and Britain have agreed to extend Brexit until October 31st. EU Council President Donald Tusk gave Britain some advice.
This extension is as flexible as I expected and a little bit shorter than I expected. But it's still enough to find the best possible solution. Please do not waste this time.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the Brexit extension is the best compromise to preserve EU unity. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.